at night. Mama, you know, with 13 children, she was always busy doing something. Yeah. But we'd take it time a bath. And I remember my sister Grace said that her job was to bake the sweet potatoes and some hot cornbread, and we'd have ice cold sweet milk and stuff like that for dinner at night, you know, after you come in. And
it was, you had your big meal at noontime then?
And that was when we weren't in school, Mama always did. But of course, when we was going to school, she'd have it at night. But we'd always have hot cornbread to go with that ice cold sweet milk for dinner. It didn't make a difference what else we had at night, you know. But we'd have that hot cornbread. It was just real good.
Did she bake it in a pan, a big skillet?
Or she just baked it in a big iron skillet. It was a wood stove, and how in the world my mother ever stood what she had to go through with, I don't know, and raise those 13 children. But this kitchen was just a built-on. Mm-hmm. Half of the back porch was built into a kitchen. Mm-hmm. And to make more room, we took our regular kitchen and made a big bedroom out of it. And we had this coal stove, and it really got hot in the summertime. But later on, of course, after all the children were grown and married, my daddy built in town, and they moved to town, and she had all the conveniences that anybody had.
And she had electricity?
She had electricity, but she did have a gas stove. She had an oil stove for a while, and then I think she had an electric stove. But we never had a bathroom out in the country.
Never?
Never had a bathroom.
Did you take baths in the kitchen?
We had a back room, and we had a big old tub, and we bathed in that back room. But I don't know. I guess they just didn't have bathrooms way back then.
How'd you get the water out of the tub?
Oh, well, you just have to pick up the tub, two of you, and take it and pour it out. But we had a well right on the back porch. That was good. But have to heat your water. Of course, the stove back then had a cistern like on the side of it, just a, well, I don't know what you call it. Anyway, you kept hot water in there. You didn't have to boil your water every time. I mean, heat it, because you already had it. But she had to cook for everybody in that community, I guess, because we had all these children. And everybody liked to come home with us because Mom was such a good cook. Uh-huh. And she made these great big chicken pies. I've got some dishes in here that used to be hers that she had to fill. And instead of us going home with the other people, they always come home with us. And Mama never said a word. We had all the company you could think of. And every preacher that came down there, our was headquarters. They would come and spend the night with Brother Allender, they called him. So, I just don't know. I said after we were all grown and married and children of our own, we could look back and just see what Mama went through with. Uh-huh. I said, I wouldn't have let my kids bring all those kids home with them. But I guess I did, though, because I had seven girls myself, and they all had girlfriends, and they liked to come to our place because we were in business and had all kind of candies and cakes and Coca-Colas and all that kind of stuff, you know. And they would just go in the store and get what they wanted.